The Cuckoo's Sister by Vivian Alcock. Read by Carol Heyman. Chapter 1. The 1st of August had always been a bad day for us. I don't suppose I realised this when I was a baby. Babies are too dim and milky to know anything about calendars and dates. Yet perhaps even then I sensed something wrong. A tension in the hands that held me, wet, salty drops falling on my face from above. However, I was 5 years old before I noticed my mother cry. How long ago that seems, now that I'm 15. I must have been pretty blind before then, because she cries a lot. It's her nerves. Any little thing will set her off. Her life is full of last straws. A ladder in her stocking, a broken fingernail, me. To be honest, it's mostly me. I've been pretty horrid to her since I found out what had happened. It might have been different if they'd told me themselves and not let me hear about it by accident. It was by accident. I wasn't eavesdropping. Not then. I was a friendly, innocent child in those days. I'd been playing in the garden. It was a hot day, I remember. My hands were slippery as butter. The yellow ball slid through them and rolled across the grass into the flower bed beneath the window. I followed it. The lavender bushes were gigantic then, their huge smoky spires high above my head, and the air thick with their heavy scent. I've always hated the smell of lavender since that day. The window above me was open. As I knelt on the hard-baked earth, searching for my ball, I heard my father's voice. I hardly recognised it. It sounded different, not angry exactly, but odd, tight, like a wire about...